This is Twit.
I do want to mention iced tea. Not the guy. The drink, the lovely beverage. Who doesn't like iced tea?
Oh, God, what are hackers doing to our Lipton?
Well, Arizona Beverages, makers of the Arizona iced tea product that so many of the kids like today, they told all their workers this week, don't touch your computers, don't turn them on, don't even look at them, because they're infected by ransomware. More than 200 servers and network computers were told, what a way to start the day, what a Monday. Your network was hacked and encrypted. And they brought in, it took them 5 days. I love this. It took them 5 days before they brought in incident responders to handle this. I like to imagine that the IT staff was just like huddled in a back room somewhere being like, what do we do, man? What do we do? For 5 days before they realized that they needed to take care of that situation. So if you're thirsty, I'm sure that the iced tea hasn't been encrypted. I'm sure the iced tea itself is fine, but all of their data has been encrypted. That's a bad day. That's a bad week if you're the IT guy at Arizona Iced Tea. Nobody has iced tea related things. Well, then I'm going to move on to sandwiches. I'm going to ruin sandwiches for you now, because 2 million credit cards for restaurants, including Buca di Beppo, Planet Hollywood, and Earl of Sandwich, a tasty sandwich shop that I go to when I'm in San Jose, California. My credit card's probably been exposed. This is Earl Enterprises that owns these restaurants, and they've had another large data breach. So if you like sandwiches, the Earl of Sandwich, if you like the giant meatball the size of your head at Buca di Beppo, check your credit cards.
Yeah. This is such a good time for Apple to be introducing the Apple credit card, to put the certain features front and center, saying that you can have like a burner credit card number that is absolutely good as a MasterCard. And then as soon as you get back from your week-long vacation, you can absolutely destroy it so that no one will ever be able to use that number again without having to sign up for a new card or get a new whatever, a new PIN sent to you. These are features that are on other bank cards, but banks are going to have to up their game, because it's the ability to create burner credit card numbers has got to be more easy for them than to actually make sure that all transactions are stored securely and not, I don't know, on a Windows XP machine that's with a Gateway logo on it.
And getting back to the iced tea, folks, for
a
moment.
Sorry, I didn't want to skip over the iced tea.
I mean, it sounds like not that they deserved for it to happen, but they did. They were running like ancient software, and they had not been patching it. And there is probably an alternate universe where this didn't happen because they were on top of things before they had to be.
Yes, the New Mexico iced tea is fine in a parallel universe. But here in ours, yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? Computers, it's great. You know, I remember when not everybody had a computer and not everybody was on the internet. But now everybody's got a computer. Everybody's on the internet. Not everybody who's taking all that data is thinking about security as much as they should. That's the truth.
Equifax and these things keep happening. Classic example. Equifax didn't patch its server.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could have.
And it's going to keep happening until we have enough people who are trained well enough to think about this and enough managers who let them do what they need to do. And in some cases, as Harry pointed out, it's about spending the money to upgrade your systems. That's part of it, too. If you've got some old system that has a known exploit and nobody will fund you to replace it, then you're just going to sit there and be vulnerable with customer data, potentially, which is not good. Go ahead, Andy.
Just to quickly, I think one of the huge problems, though, is that there's absolutely no consequences for these companies outside of a PR consequence when they have a massive data breach like this that turns out to be because they were absolutely inept at protecting customer data. I mean, I keep thinking about how there was a time where there was almost no incentive 100 years ago to make sure that if you're a butcher shop, you're selling meat that isn't spoiled, that if you're selling flour that is not contaminated with all kinds of things that you would that are present in warehouses by the animals that infest the places, but you don't want to ever eat or drink. There's just no reason for them to. There's no punishment for them if they find out that they're selling food or selling a drug that is making people sick. Until we kind of got fed up as a society and said, well, guess what? We're creating an entirely new government level administration that doesn't try to regulate you into existence, but simply says that you are absolutely on the hook if people die because something that you advertise as a cough syrup is actually poisoning people with lead and mercury. And I think that that's the point that we have to get to very, very quickly, to say that if you want to, again, keep running your data on a Windows XP device as a point of sale terminal, if you want to have things on an open, if you want to let your research department take data that's supposed to be in a really, really secure server and put it someplace where it's really, really easy and handy for you to get to, but is available to everybody else, go ahead and do that. But you're not going to just simply be offering your customers 6 months worth of free credit report tracking. You are going to be hit with huge, huge penalties as a result. That is the only thing that is going to assure that our data is getting the sort of security and attention that it's supposed to be getting.